The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says in Daf Mem Hilmud Beis, B'shem Rav, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. Matbeya is not Nasa Chalipin. We know this, the Gemara is discussing, there's a Kenyan called Chalipin, you could buy something with cash. We discussed this in the first Daf. There's another Kenyan called Chalipin. The Pashat Kenyan Chalipin is where one person wants to buy an item from somebody else. Reuven wants to buy a hat from Shimon. Shimon will give him the hat in exchange for Reuven giving him an article of his. And the regular tzir of Chalipin that we're used to is that Reuven will give him his handkerchief or his hat in exchange, kilu in symbolic barter, of the item which is being given to him. And we'll discuss different cases where this is used later on. But in any case, the Gemara says that Matbeya is not Niknis Bechalipin. Most articles, most Metaltlin and Karka as well, are Yekonu Bechalipin, but Matbeya is not. Omer of Papa, the Gemara says, my time at the Mandome Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, Mishum de Daite Atsuruso, Vitsuruso Avide de Botlo. When a person is receiving a coin, when a person is being coined a coin, his das, the Gemara says, is on the tzura. We'll see what that means in Rashi. And the tzura can become bottle. Rashi explains that what this means is that when a person buys a coin, he doesn't mean to buy it for the metal. Daita tzura, so Rashi says, Daita shom makne es achefetz, v'noitel amadbeh b'chalipin, e'nesoymich ela ala tzura shaboy. What he wants to buy is the currencies, the coinage shaboy. Not the value of a matbeya is defined in terms of its tzura, in terms of its the mint that it has. The tzura so avidu de botlo, the tzura can become bottle. Its value as currency can become bottle. Shamelech poislo, the goyzer lots of tzura acheres. Dollars could be deemed non-currency, and then the government of America could decide to make a different currency, and all the dollar coinage will become bottle. Hilko chavle kedava she'enim misuyim v'sholei, ulekamon mematim dava she'enim misuyim d'chsiv now. Later on, we'll see that in order to some only things which have a din of a kli, which have a certain chashivus, a certain basic chashivus, can be exchanged, and therefore a coin which can always become bottle does not have this cheshivus and cannot be given or cannot be transferred ownership of a coin with the kinyan of chalipin. L'chayr, this gemara is very difficult to understand. If you would ask somebody, what does he have more smichus das? On what does he rely more? On what is he more confident that he'll get his money's worth? When he's being coined a pound of tomatoes or a bag of chicken? Or when he's being coined coins? What are you more choshish for? Do you have less confidence in the tomatoes because maybe they'll get spoiled, maybe they'll be rotten, maybe they won't even be good when you cut into the first one? Or that a dollar bill is going to become bottle? How can we say that a dollar bill, you have less confidence in the ability of getting your money's worth from a dollar than from a pound of tomatoes? If anything, it's exactly the opposite. Very difficult to understand this Gemara. So, in order to explain what this Gemara means, let's give a little background. What is Kinyan Chalipin as opposed to Kinyan Kesef? And that's really the basic of all the halachos in our sugya over the next few block. We explained in the previous daf that Kinyan Kesef is based on the fact that every item which is bought, sold, traded in the world has a value in terms of local currency. The way to define the value of an item is in how much its market price is. Tomatoes, you define how much a pound of tomatoes is on the market today. A car, how much it would be worth in a car dealership, and so on and so forth. And it's always defined in local currency, as we explained in the previous daf. Chazal is saying that even though, the Gemara is saying by us, that even though kesef is not koinu, when the item has not actually been acquired by the buyer, and it's still bishus the seller, it's still in the possession of the seller, the item is not yet owned by the buyer, Chalipin is a different type of kinyan. Chalipin means that the same way there's buying and selling in terms of value, in terms of currency value, in terms of an exchange rate of dollars in America, shekel in Eretz Yisrael, there's every item has a value in terms of what the person could do with it. That means like this. If I own, for example, Reuven has a minivan, and he decides he doesn't need a minivan anymore, a few people in his house moved out, and Shimon has now his family grew larger, and he would like to exchange a smaller car for a minivan. You could theoretically look at each car, and let's say each car is worth $8,000. You could theoretically look at each car as being just a means to get $8,000. If you'd go to a car dealership, and they would pay you $8,000 for it, we would say that this item is fetching $8,000. That's how much it's worth. But Reuven and Shimon, if they would decide to make a trade with each other, he needs the minivan and he needs the car, even though it's an older make, even though the minivan is an older make, but it's worth it for him because it's bigger and he would like a newer make, so he'll take the smaller car. He doesn't need the minivan anymore. Reuven and Shimon are making this change not based on dollars and cents value. Neither one of them is a buyer or a seller. We call them that they're making a trade. The literal translation of the word chalipin is to trade. Machlif means to trade. What Reuven and Shimon are doing here is trading the item in terms of value, how much each one could use the other item. Obviously, if one car is an old jalopy and it's only worth $2,000, not $8,000, it wouldn't make sense for the one with the $8,000 car to trade it, even though he wants a bigger car, he wants a smaller car, he'd rather sell it for $8,000, buy himself a smaller car and keep the change. But when both the two cars are worth $8,000, it's not that Reuven is buying a car for $8,000 and he's paying his $8,000 debt with a car. It's not that Shimon is buying an $8,000 car and he's paying his debt with a car, but they're trading cars based on mutual understanding that this is beneficial for each one of them to receive what the other one has. And the same way, if I have tomatoes and somebody else has apples, and I want to make an apple salad, and he wants to make a vegetable salad, and we trade. It's not that I'm buying the apples for him, it's not that he's buying the tomatoes. We're trading the apples for the tomatoes. So Chazal is saying that there's a different, so to speak, there's a different market, and it's a market based on use of real value in terms of how much you can use that item, not so much in terms of price. Even if this is a way of defining how much it's worth it for me to do the exchange is based in price, but the actual trade is not based on price, the actual trade is based on the item itself. So Chazal say that even though Chazal was misaken that Kesef is not koina, however, they were not misaken on Chalipin, and therefore Reuven and Shimon are exchanging items. As soon as Reuven hands over his item to be koina al yidei Shimon, Shimon is koina the article, even though it's still in Reuven's possession. Whereas Kesef, the item which is being bought would actually have to be transferred to the possession of Shimon in order for Shimon to be koina. Getting back to our Gemara, what our Gemara means to say is that every item in the world we could treat as an item that has value in terms of usage. A coin is not to be treated as an item that has value in terms of what I can use it for as a piece of metal. The only way I relate to coinage, the only way anybody relates to currency, to coinage, is in terms of its buying power. Therefore, when Reuven and Shimon decide to trade coins, let's say, he has quarters and he has nickels. I need small change, you need bigger change, you need it for parking meters, I need it for giving tips, whatever the case may be. What's actually going on is that each one of us is buying the coinage from the other one. You can't look at it as an exchange of items because a dollar is not an item. A quarter is not an item and a nickel is not an item. A nickel is only used as value to buy, to purchase a different item. Memela Chazal, when they were talking about coins, coins cannot be given over Chalipin because a barter and exchange system does not work with coinage. The whole concept of a barter system is based on the item having inherent value, not just buying power, that this item could be used to buy something else. Coin is the only thing in the world, and that's what Chazal seem to be saying when they say Daito Atsuruso. The only way we relate to coins is in terms of its tsura, in terms of its value as currency in purchasing power that I can go into the grocery store and buy something with it. It has no value as an item unto itself. Therefore, it cannot be coined by Chalipin, it can only be coined by Kesef, and it would not be coined until the coins are actually transferred into the Rishus of the other party. Now, It's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. It's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that coins in Simen Reish Gimel, that's the simen of that discusses different types of chalipin, Kuf Tzadikain and Reish Gimel, that coinage which has psula lemalchus, coinage which is outdated, let's say the old Israeli shkolim, which are no longer used as currency, or an old ruble if they change the currency system in Russia, etc., etc. Any coin which cannot be used on the market, obviously the only reason why you would buy it is in terms of its inherent value. How much inherent value an old coin has, which can't be used, it can be used as a piece of metal. You could use it as a piece of metal to scrape something. But you're not relating to this coin as an item to be used to purchase something else. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that old coins, matbeah shenifsal lemalchus, are konui with chalipin. Let's discuss different cases and try to define whether there was different items and define whether for us those items are to be related to in terms of its inherent value as usage, or they're to be related to as just a means of buying something else. How about postage stamps? Could you transfer stamps that are used on letters with kinyan chalipin? L'cha'ir, there would be a strong case to say that not. Nobody treats a stamp as a piece of paper. It's not to be used inherently. You could use it to cover over a bottle if you lost the bottle cap. That's obviously not the way you relate to a stamp. A stamp is to be used because the post office will mail your stamp if you stick the stamp on the envelope. The stamp is only to be related to as a means of paying for a service. You're paying the post office for mailing the letter. Therefore, a postal stamp, l'cha'ira, would also have a din, or a postcard for that matter, which the value is not so much in the piece of paper, the value is for the stamp value that's placed on the postcard. Therefore, we would have to treat it as coinage, in which daita tzurisa, and it would not be koni b'chalipin. Now, here's an interesting case. There was a fellow who was getting on in years, who wanted his assets, obviously, after Halacha may have asked him to go to his children with the regular halachas of Yerusha. However, he for many years was an avid coin collector, and in his coin collection, none of his children would have just sold it off, and his coin collection was something he had had for many years. It was very chavu by him, it was very valuable, and he had a nephew that happened to have been in the coin collecting business, and he wanted this coin collection to go over to his nephew. He called in somebody, a rav, a lawyer, whatever the case may be, and he decided to transfer the coins in order that it shouldn't be given over by Yerusha. It was a valuable coin collection. And the children, if they would get it, would just sell it to an antique coin collector, to an antique coin dealer. He wanted this to be transferred to the nephew before he would be nifter in order to preclude it going to the children. So he asked the person who was in the room with him to be mekabel kinyan and to be koina on behalf. That works, the masugi in the beginning of Bava Metzia, that you could be koina an item with tzchia for somebody else. And the Rav made a kinyan. He wanted the Rav to make a kinyan suder on the behalf of the nephew on the coin collection. Do we treat the coin collection as coins in which the Gemara says "En matbeah nikneh chalipin"? L'chaira, based on the pashut reading of the Gemara, daita atzurisa. Over here also, the value of the coin is l'chaira in its tzura. If the face of the antique coins were rubbed down, all they would be was shiny pieces of metal. They wouldn't be worth much money. L'chaira daita atzurisa. It should not be koneh b'chalipin. However, the way we explain the Gemara, l'chaira, the opposite is true. In a coin where you would take, where that coin, you relate to that coin as, or a dollar bill, or whatever the case may be, as only something to purchase an item, or something to purchase a service, like we said, by a postal stamp. Over there, we understand that the Gemara is saying that it's not an item that could be put on a barter market, because the item doesn't have inherent value for itself, it's only used as purchasing power to purchase something else. However, the old stamp, the old coin collection, you would never take old silver dollars from 150 from the 1840s and walk into a grocery store and buy a bottle of milk, even though it would be worth a dollar. The guy would gladly take it for a dollar and give you a dollar's worth of tomatoes. You would never do it because on the antique coin market, this coin might be worth $10,000. Therefore, even if it has a tzura and it's a coin and it could be used in a grocery store, but you don't relate to this coin as something to buy something else. You relate to it as something that has inherent value, as an antique, as a collector's item. Therefore, the coin collection would be koni b'chalipin. Even if it's a coin that could be used. If it's psul l'malchus, so there we have aloch and shulchan aruch. But based on our explanation in the Gemara, it would seem to be that an antique coin where the relationship of the people who have that coin to the coin is not in terms of its purchasing power, but in terms of an item which has inherent value. And the same, by the way, would be true on stamps, that a stamp which is being used today, as opposed to a stamp which is valuable. And let's say we might add that even a stamp which is currently on the market and could be used in a letter, but if it was, let's say, a mistake, where those stamps are worth more money, let's say the stamp was printed upside down, where that stamp would fetch more money, you don't treat that stamp as value of 39 cents to put on a letter. You would treat that stamp as something that has a lot more inherent value, not in terms of its purchasing power, in which case, the stamps, those stamps, and the coin collection would be able to be given over b'kinyan chalipin, and the kinyan of the fellow who had the rov pick up the sudur on behalf of the nephew, the kinyan would be chal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.